You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, I am so thankful to be back with you today. Kevin McCullough returned somewhat refreshed and reinvigorated for the push all the way through the end of the year. Thanks to Pastor Dave Watson, who sat in for me this hour last week. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Let's get it going for this Monday.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, coming up, we'll, of course, take a look at the markets. David Fisher will be here. It's a Monday, so we talk about your money. We'll also visit with Allie Beth Stuckey. I don't know if you know that name, but when she began to step on the national stage a few years ago, she came on board as what was called the conservative millennial. She is a diehard, born-again Christian who is very passionate about wanting people to understand where the center of their grateful life can come from. And she's got a brand new book out that says you're not okay, I already messed up the title. She's not even with us yet. I've already got it wrong. The book is You're Not Enough and That's Okay: Escaping the Toxic Culture of Self-Love. We will visit with Allie Beth coming up in the next couple of minutes. And I do want to say, piggybacking on what I said in the open, Dave Watson was here all last week. I am so grateful for his friendship and his partnership, his brotherhood. He is one of those pastors who is slinging it out in Staten Island and fighting for the things in his community and trying to make sure that the church survives the lockdown. And he's had a very tough road of it, as most pastors have had here in the New York tri-state, and I'm just grateful that he took that extra time out last week to come in and do this hour of the show every day. And Dave, if you're listening, thank you for your friendship, thank you for your willingness to serve, and we appreciate the fact that you were able to give me a week away so that the ankle biters and the bride and I could all get away and try to refresh. What we did, very simply, is we went to a place where there weren't any people. We didn't have to worry about social distancing because there was no one around us. I mean, there were people around us, but they were staying in the houses, you know, next to us down the street and so forth. And we just spent 7 days on the beach, socially distanced in Duck, North Carolina, and came back refreshed and kind of reinvigorated for what I've got to do between now and the end of the year. Because as you know, friends, this is going to be a very important year. The election's going to be hugely important. But the rebuilding and the reclaiming life, particularly for the body of Christ here in New York, is something that has been heavy on my heart, continues to be. And we will continue to try to provide for you the encouragement and the insight of not only what's going on in the news and kind of what that means for people of faith, but also how we can in some way help you through that same process. So is that a deal? Can we make a deal on that? Thank you for giving me the week away. Thank you for having me back. Always appreciate the chance to spend time with you. Now, other organizations outside of the local church are wrestling with this idea of what life looks like beyond the pandemic. And even now, as we're having these huge debates about whether or not kids are going to get to sit in school classrooms or not, there are other organizations that are also taking a very serious look at what they're going to be able to do for the coming year. And every year about this time, my friends at Food for the Poor down in South Florida have a huge gala. I've been invited to this. I've never attended, but I've always been told what an amazing evening it is. But of course, it is not occurring this year. due to the fact that the pandemic has locked things down in such a way. And here to discuss this a bit further with us is Paul Jacobs, who is part of the radio work at Food for the Poor, and he rejoins us. Paul's voice, of course, familiar when we have asked you to give to Food for the Poor in the past. And I always know when Paul's in town because he always brings Starbucks goodies for Alex from the neighboring Starbucks. Now, Paul, to be honest with you, I haven't seen the Starbucks next door to our studio in 26 weeks, so I don't even know if it exists anymore or not. It could just be another boarded up storefront like so much of Manhattan. But welcome back. Good to have you.
It is great to be back in New York.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the difficulty that this season has been for Food for the Poor. Talk to us about what you guys are dealing with.
Well, you know, in a nutshell, 5 months ago, just like all of you, we had to make the very hard decision when the pandemic hit and local ordinances, county and state ordinances were saying we're going to have to shut down. We had to close our office and completely reinvent how we continue our mission, because there wasn't an option about whether we continue the mission at Food for the Poor through a stay-at-home order or through working from home, however you want to call it, virtual meetings, Zoom meetings. We had to reinvent how we did things because the food continued, had to continue. The lives still had to be saved. There were families on the other end of our work that still desperately needed you as a donor and listener right now to the Kevin McCullough Show and saying, yes, we're going to continue to support Food for the Poor and then turn around and do it. And so we literally working with our partners on the ground said, hey, listen, how can we continue our efforts when borders are closed? How can we continue to send food in when, quite frankly, we literally have in more increased need than ever? And so our ministry partners, working hand in hand with Food for the Poor and our executive team, our president and CEO Ed Rain and our executive leadership committee leadership team, basically said, okay, we're going to figure out a way. And what it turned out to be was really the providence and of God, because what we learned to do, like everyone is learning to do things the new way, or what our new normal is, has become really a saving grace for many lives. We have turned around, and with borders that are closed, where we cannot get shipments in, we've raised funds to buy food from local food purveyors, local food companies. These are men and women who are working in country. These are locals. These are not Americans. These are locals in these countries that are selling food. So we're keeping locals employed. We're keeping families fed by buying local food and distributing it through the church, still maintaining our identity and maintaining our mission to save lives.
Well, and it's one of those things where even when we got back together, Paul, to talk to the WMCA listener about whether or not we would be able to partner together in a spring campaign to feed X number of families, there was some doubt as to whether that was even going to be doable. And then, lo and behold, the grace of God took off in the heart of WMCA and Kevin McCullough listeners, and we not only hit the goal, but we did above and beyond that. But, friend, as you're hearing what Paul is saying, it becomes very clear that the need is still very great. And so instead of having a large gala event in South Florida at their headquarters this year, they're doing a virtual event. Talk to us real quickly, Paul, about what this is and how people can participate.
On Thursday, August 13th at 7 o'clock, you can go right to foodforthepoor.org/1, O-N-E. That's foodforthepoor.org/1, O-N-E. And literally, you can join us for a wonderful time, a one-hour gala, an opportunity for you to not only see the work on the ground, hear from our partners and our ministries on the ground, hear from our teams that are literally working every single day of the week to get families food, but also participate. Participate in the fact that you can turn around and turn a gift of $250 into 2,500 meals. Now, I just dare say, if those of you are family, like, you know, you've got a few kids at home and you see your grocery bill just creeping over that $200 mark, I dare say that you would not be able to provide 2,500 meals with that $250 in groceries. Well, with Food for the Poor's partnerships and buying power and a lot of donated food from generous business partners, and we were able to turn your gift around and save that many lives.
All right. So, friends, that's what a powerful return on your investment into the kingdom. A $200 gift turning into 2,500 meals for people that are hungry. And you want to know more, you go to foodforthepoor.org/O-N-E. foodforthepoor.org/1, spelled out, O-N-E, foodforthepoor.org/1, and then participate on August 13th at their virtual gala this year. Paul Jacobs, thank you, and thank you for doing your faithful work. We appreciate you being with us.
God bless you, Kevin. Thank you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The Mission.
To have more money every month, a few extra dollars to stash away, or to spend the way you want? Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. We've helped thousands of people live their dreams with a cash-out refinance.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And let's talk about ways that you could put your equity to work.
Interest rates remain at an incredible all-time low, meaning not only could you pull some cash out, you just might be able to even lower your monthly payment.
Pay off high-interest credit cards, improve your home, or just put some money away.
It's a win-win-win. Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283. Welcome home.
Come and get your loan. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Like AM 570 The Mission? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook so you can find daily encouragement in your newsfeed, share your thoughts about The Mission, read inspirational articles, interact with our hosts, and find more information about our advertisers. Like us on Facebook today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and you know, and I know, there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big barbecue or even dinner for the weeknight. Well, I've got the perfect products for you. Try the unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial or Hemonetta Campesino, both from Sabal Meat Products. The Campesino Salami Especial is a flavorful blend of fine meat and spices. It tastes great. It's high in protein, gluten-free. The Hemonetta Campesino is a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're both perfect for grilling, sandwiches, and even salads. You can find these or any of the products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Club. Pick up Sabal Meat Products today. Don't forget to head to am570themission.com for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Remember, as they say, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Audiences everywhere are saying Uncle Tom is a must-see movie.
Fantastic.
Absolutely wonderful.
Excellent.
Breathtaking.
A movie that is changing hearts and minds.
I really feel inspired.
We're going to put up statues because of what this film may do.
An eye-opening masterpiece of the real history of America.
They want to cover up
history.
I didn't study that kind of stuff when I was in history.
They are actively learning their history wrong.
Why have you hidden this from me?
Starring Larry Elder.
And Uncle Tom is somebody who has sold out by embracing the white man.
Candace Owens.
I'm a black female. I should be at the top of the progressive stack.
Brandon Tatum.
They believe that I want to be accepted in the white community. Kind of like the house Negro back in slavery.
And Herman Cain.
As my late grandfathers used to say, I does not care.
These are the voices of the movie Uncle Tom.
Purchase now at UncleTom.com. Use promo code WMCA for 20% off.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Also glad to be back. It was an incredibly important week for me to just take the ankle biters and the lovely bride and to just escape. We went to the Outer Banks. It was an amazing thing. But I got to say that I didn't come back to a better world. And it is good to be back. I will be with you now through the election. We will not be away again until sometime near the end of the year. So grateful for the time away. Thanks to Joe Borelli and Frank Morano and Chef David Burke, who all filled in on different days. And great to be back in the chair. And great to have Alex behind the controls again. We've had to socially distance the studios a little bit in recent months. You didn't know that. It didn't sound any different to you on the radio. But we've had to do that, and glad that that's all beginning to turn around as well. Got a big show for you. We're going to talk to the campaign. Mr. Murtaugh's going to be back in the next segment. And, of course, it's Monday. We've got to keep our eye on the markets and what's going on money-wise. But my next guest is someone who I have never had the chance to chat with before, but have always appreciated her work when she kind of broke onto the scene as the conservative millennial. And she has since gone through a number of changes in her life. I believe there's been some additions to her family and other things that have come about in recent years. But she is the host of Relatable as a podcast. She's part of the Blaze operation. And she is also the author of the new book, You're Not Enough and That's Okay. Allie Beth Stuckey, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio for the first time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What do you love most about what you do day to day?
I love being able to change people's minds. A lot of people who listen to my podcast, it's mostly young women who care about what's going on in the world, but they're not quite sure what to make of the chaos that's raging all around us. So I have a lot of politically undecided people that listen, and being able to hopefully explain clearly what is going on in the world from a conservative biblical perspective, and then receiving emails from people who say, I never thought that way about abortion, or you helped shape my view of socialism being a bad thing, and things like that are probably the most encouraging part of what I do. And I just love being able to break down and analyze all the craziness that's going on.
Sure. You can follow her on Twitter at Conserve Millen, Conservmillen. Allie Beth Stuckey is her name, and the new book is You're Not Enough and That's Okay. Allie, big headline today. The president had floated this idea a couple of weeks ago, said he might consider it, made more rumblings of that late in the week last week. Turns out China believed him, and now Microsoft's involved. Are we gonna ban TikTok in America? And if so, what will millennials do at that point?
Well, I think it's probably more Generation Z. Millennials are pretty old at this point. The oldest millennials are about 40, close to 40 at this point. And so they've got, you know, mortgages and kids and all that good stuff.
They're not making music videos.
Not most of them. Some of them might be the younger end, but certainly Generation Z. You've got high schoolers and, you know, college age kids that this is where they spend the majority of their time. This is even where they say that they've made a lot of connections, and some of them have even made a lot of money and gained a lot of followers from that. I think it's going to be really difficult to explain in the same way that it's difficult to explain to your toddler why they can't have dessert before dinner. It's just almost like the logic escapes them. And I think it's especially difficult when you talk about, okay, well, this is dangerous. China is stealing our data. There is a national security threat that comes along with TikTok for a generation that has not been taught, for the most part, the dangers of communism and the dangers of privacy breaches. They are they're warm to communism. They're warm to collectivism. They don't see a huge problem in it for the most right. part. And they've also been raised with having nothing private. And so I think it's going to be difficult for them to understand. I personally think it's the right move, and I think that Trump should move forward.
Well, and there's obviously been the explanation from Pompeo and company that it's a national security effort. I don't think a lot of people understand exactly how big of a threat that is. But when you're talking about tens of millions of private citizens and passwords and locales that they frequent and all the other things that apps are now tracking on us, Alibeth Stuckey, this is a major covert operation to understand and to fundamentally undermine life in America.
Yes, I think that most teenagers and most young people that are using this app not only don't really know, but even if they did know, they don't care, because they have grown up with all of their most prized possessions having the letter I in front right. of them. And so they've always had an iPad. They've always had iPhones. They've always been able to share their location with people. Every app that they've had has been able to share their location. And they, you know, they haven't probably had any negative consequences because of that. So the idea of someone, of the government, of even the Chinese government knowing everything about them, I think it doesn't scare most young people, because their information has been basically accessible and ubiquitous forever. And so it's very tough, I think, to explain the threat that this poses, not just to people individually, but on a national level. I'm just not even sure they're able to grasp that quite well. So hopefully parents just do the parenting thing and say, okay, you don't understand this, but this is how it is, and this is for your own good, in the same way that parents have to do about a lot of other things.
Yeah, I see that in my own household more these days. My 10-year-old, for the first time in his 2 years that he's had one, my 10-year-old got grounded from the iPad yesterday for a week at minimum. And it's been hard. It's been hard because, you know, life is very abnormal, and the abnormal has become the normal. So when you've got everybody living in the same four walls and kind of you know, there's no release valve from that. There's no letting your hair down when they're not, seeing every single thing that is happening. That tension can build. And I think that technology has been inseparable in terms of not only what the family has been able to achieve on some level in terms of communication and staying in touch and some of those things, but it's also taken us in other directions that have been less helpful as well. Alibeth Stuckey is who we're speaking with. The book is You're Not Enough, and That's Okay. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. And coming up, before we're done today, David Fisher will be here to take a look at our money. But first, more with Alibeth Stuckey. We're going to talk about why it's okay if you're not enough. Coming right back on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Do you feel like there are more unanswered questions and few honest explanations about why so many of our liberties are under attack? Find out how we get back to a place of order and normalcy when you stream Morality in the 21st Century on Salem Now. Dennis Prager and Dr. Wayne Grudem confront the toughest social issues we face, and through never-before-told personal stories, you get a clear direction for a visionary future in this nation in this on-demand video special. Visit SalemNow.com to stream Morality in the 21st Century and type in the code WMCA for a 20% discount. That's SalemNow.com.
AM 570 The Mission doesn't have to stop when you turn off the radio. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 570 The Mission. Take us wherever you go. AM 570 The Mission. WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Given the times, you're probably not booking your summer corporate events yet, but when things open back up, what could be better than fresh sea air aboard a beautiful yacht? The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck, plenty of room to social distance, the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline and fresh air. Food and service are excellent, and guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Fully insured and Coast Guard certified, this family-owned and operated mega yacht is the perfect venue for corporate events or even weddings, anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. Mention WMCA for 10% off your booking. This is a special offer given the times. Consider booking now to save later. Call 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retired and looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, and even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to negotiation, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man, a great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamsters that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
My guest is Allie Beth Stuckey. You're not enough, and that's okay. Escaping the Toxic Culture of Self-Love, the name of the new work by Allie Beth. She hit the scene as the conservative millennial, and if you follow her on Twitter, she's a great read. Conserve Malen is how you follow her on Twitter. And Allie Beth, this book is all about selfishness and the worldview that selfishness pulls out of us. What made you want to write this book?
Well, I analyze the intersection of culture and politics and theology. That's what my podcast is, and that's really what my interest is, and how to allow a biblical worldview to shape what we think about politics and policies and culture and social changes. And so this idea of what I call trendy narcissism, which is the concept that the most important thing is for me to do what I want, no matter how it affects other people, no matter how it affects society, I'm going to do what makes me happy right now. And it's the lie that says in order to have a successful and a fulfilling life, you have to love yourself in a way that boosts your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and your self-centeredness and self-focus. And that actually does have an effect, not just on people's personal lives. I talk about my own personal story and how I went down that journey and it led me to a personal dead end. And I really go into detail in that in my book, but it also affects society in that when you are the center of your own universe, you start to believe your own truth. And when you believe your own truth, that affects how you see politics, that affects how you see things like justice, that affects how you see things like abortion. And so this idea of glorified selfishness and self-centeredness does have an effect on society at large and on our politics. You expect the government to do everything for you. You are entitled to certain things like free college, for example. So it's not an overtly political book. It is an explicitly Christian book. And I talk about five cultural myths that are launched particularly at young women. And we talk about where they show up in personal lives and in the political sphere. And then we use the truth of God's word to combat those myths.
Well, as the father of a 5-year-old daughter who is going to be in this world faster than I would like to be ready for her to be, I think that what you're saying in this book is so important, because I do believe that it is the self-centered nature of human nature that has caused not just society's greatest pitfalls and worries of today, but throughout history. And I was having this conversation with my son actually the other day, and I said, when you think about it, actually everything that you can do that the Bible calls sin or that we consider to be inappropriate in this household, it is always based on this idea of you pleasing you. That you are the center of this thing, and that is expressly the opposite of the way God designed it. He's the center, and it's our greatest joy and possibility to know and understand him. And you were just talking about TikTok and how hard it is for the newest generation to understand. This is a radical message that you have in this book, because it is 180 degrees the opposite of everything else that they get fed from just about every source out there.
Yes, and really the point of the book is that this is good news. So this idea that you are enough, that you're enough for your own happiness, purpose, fulfillment, truth, wisdom, all of that stuff, it sounds very empowering. It sounds very liberating that you are in charge of everything in your life, from determining your path to determining what morality looks like to what truth is. But it's actually very burdensome, because if the self is the problem, it can't also be the solution. So if inside yourself you are finding these feelings of insecurity and inadequacy and insufficiency, which we all feel, you're not going to be able to find the antidote to those things inside yourself. What you find inside yourself is confusion. What you find inside yourself is that insufficiency and inadequacy. And so in order to be relieved from that, from basically being our own gods, we get to look to the God who made us. He is the one who says what our purpose is. He is the one who fulfills us. He is the one who became our enoughness by dying on the cross for our sins and becoming our own righteousness. And so it's actually very good news that we're not enough. God made us not enough. He made us to depend on him for all of the things that these self-love gurus are saying we can find inside ourselves. You can go down that path of trying to be your own fulfillment and satisfaction and strength and wisdom, and you will end up at a dead end. The joy comes from not self-deprecation and self-loathing, but self-forgetfulness. Stop obsessing over what you think of yourself and take your eyes and point them towards Christ and who he is and what he says about you.
Yeah, no, that's so well said. The book is called You're Not Enough, and That's Okay. Allie Beth Stuckey is the author. It is it hits streets on August 11th, which you can pre-order now, and that always helps in all good ways for authors to pre-order the book ahead of time. You can also check out her podcast called Relatable, and you can get that wherever you get your local podcasts aggregated. Allie Beth, thank you so much for the visit, and come on back to Kevin McCullough sometime.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Allie Beth Stuckey, follow her on Twitter at ConserveMillen, ConserveMillen. This is Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Have faith in your future. Know that you're destined for more than a paycheck. You were born to live your purpose. Join a community of believers seeking higher education at Nyack College. Apply or transfer to a degree in business, nursing, social work, ministry, music, and more. 95% of students receive financial aid. So apply now at nyack.edu, Nyack College. Have faith in your future.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled the globe for evidence of some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now with The Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. The results are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code WMCA for 20% off.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Are you encouraged by the message of WMCA? Then follow us on Instagram for more inspiration. Just search AM 570 The Mission and start following us. Before you know it, our scripture verses and inspirational quotes will become a source of refuge as you scroll. AM 570 The Mission.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
The two issues on evictions and unenhanced unemployment, we're prepared to do a deal for a couple of weeks while we negotiate.
That's Mnuchin and company. They're trying to get another stimulus deal done. Will they, even on a short term? It looks kind of doubtful because the unless they turn something around here the next couple of days, it's been kind of loggerheads in Washington, as so many things have been in recent days. And that brings us to Money Monday. Glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be back. Thank you to Dave Watson and Joe Borelli and Frank Morano and Chef David Burke, who all filled in for me. Dave Fisher was one of the regulars who made his appearance last week, even though I was away. And he rejoins us now to discuss these markets and other things. David, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me once again. Welcome back from vacation, and I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, the family got to just soak in some vitamin D and watch waves for a few days. So it turned out to be pretty nice. Hey, let's talk about the markets. I was completely out of the financial loop last week. What's going on in terms of how things are performing year to date right now?
Well, you'll be surprised at this wave coming that happened here and will continue to happen. I'll mention that wave in a second, but to give the year to date on the Dow is down 7.7%, a little bit even lower than last week. S&P is about the same it was last week. Year-to-date, down 0.8%, slightly less than a percent. NASDAQ, the only index, up 18.9%, just shy of 19%. But the wave is gold, 30.3%. up year to date. It's up another 5% this last week compared to the week before.
Wow.
Silver is the shining star, 37.6% up year to date. It's up almost 10% in the last week. And the number one asset class, we talked about gold and silver at the beginning of the year, leading the charge. I predicted that. It is doing that. And here's another fact that's a little bit disturbing. On the backside of this, year to date, equity outflows, in other words, money coming out of the indexes, amounted to $39 billion year to date.
Whoa.
Money coming out of equities, while inflows into bonds and commodities, gold, silver, are over $200 billion year to date, with a whopping $1.145 trillion going into cash, i.e., money markets. So that's telling us, the insiders, I like this rise in a few handful of stocks, you know, Google, Facebook, all those things. A lot of the money is going into commodities. A lot of money is going on the sidelines in cash. And 60% of the market is yielding less than 1% as of June 30th. So
wow.
At the same time, we're seeing negative global yields soaring in debt at $14.6 trillion. Up from $11 trillion in just January. 3% of this investable bond market inverse today is yields more than 5%. In other words, only 3% of bonds are giving more than 5%. So the money that's going inflow in bonds is taking a big risk. Yeah, a lot of money is going into commodities. So considering that in the late 70s, when the bond market was in a bull, 75% of bonds traded were yielding 5% or higher. So we're in a very weird environment where most of the paper assets are not performing. Gold and silver are performing, and there's a big movement out of equities into these commodities.
Wow, that is just stunning. And Dave, I feel like I was only gone 1 week, but you know, what happened? Well, and let's talk about that for a second, because money is coming out of the stock market. You just clearly talked about what it's doing. How are those stocks that are rising still on the upside?
Well, that's a great question. You know, stocks are rallying because the Fed is pushing money, free money. In essence, they're buying our treasuries. They're creating free money out of thin air, and it's completely doing that. As a great example, last Thursday, the U.S. reported the worst quarter ever for economic growth, whopping 9.5% contraction. You analyze that, that's almost 33%. That day, the S&P rallied on the news. So the news doesn't make sense. But the market is not focusing on the past. It's focusing on the future. And the future is telling us the Fed is going to print a ton of money, because last Wednesday, the Fed announced it's going to provide at least $125 billion in liquidity in the markets every month from now until 2022, early 22. So that tells us a lot of money is going to get printed. They've already printed $2.1 trillion. $3 trillion. They're going to do $2.1 trillion for sure in the next 18 months. It'll probably be more than that. So all this money is driving up the market because the Fed is buying the bond market, which bleeds into a few stocks that's causing it to go up. And buybacks in these tech stocks are at all-time highs. So that's driving the market. It's not real fundamentals.
Well, you've talked about it for the last several years that you've been on with me on Mondays. But friends, if you're not seeing these numbers, you owe it to yourself to look them up, to see what's happened with gold over the last year, over the last 6 months, particularly 30% plus gains. There is no place else that I feel that is more trustworthy in how they deal with me by way of my precious metals than David's firm, Landmark Capital. And that's why I do all of my precious metals buying through him. Let me ask you this, and it's a little off script, Dave. silver popped even more than gold this last week. Does that mean that silver is something that even longtime gold buyers should be looking at?
This tells us that we're going to have inflation. When we had the 70s, silver outperformed gold significantly, and we had an inflationary environment. And that's what Morgan Stanley came out and said, brace yourself for spike inflation. They came out, Michael Wilson, the guy who's predicted a downturn, and he talked about a downturn in the market in January, and I was quoting him, it happened because of COVID-19. He's now predicting, he's been really spot on for Morgan Stanley. Now he's predicting massive inflation. So we're seeing money act accordingly in going into silver. Silver has been less performing previous to about a month ago, and so it's playing the catch-up game. But this tells us, Kevin, clearly, with all this record-breaking money that the Fed is issuing, and they're committed to doing this, we're going to have a spike in both products, gold and silver. And analysts are coming out and saying now $2,000 gold right around the corner, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Some are saying even $10,000. And I'm talking about very well-respected analysts and economists are saying the whole financial system that's based around the dollar is going to come in question. And now there's a big movement towards gold and now especially silver because inflation is coming. So get yourself diversified. It's a great asset to hold. Don't look back and say, I wish I would have bought gold at under $2,000 and silver under $25 when it's $35 or $40 or $2,500 or $3,000 gold. I hear that all the time. We're in a long-term bull market.
Yeah, and friends, like I said, there's no one that I trust more when it comes to buying my own gold and silver. I would call Landmark Capital today. I would jump on this. I would make sure that your portfolio is protected. 844-604-2575. The number one and two most performing assets in investments right now. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code THEMISSION.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Once again, and I cannot say this boldly enough, thank you to Dave Watson, Joe Borelli, Frank Morano, David Burke, all who sat in for me last week on the Kevin McCullough Radio broadcast, and I'm so thankful to be back with you. And friends, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a long way to go until November, And before then, I think we're going to have to wage the war of the year to just get schools opened. It seems pretty enormously significant that Dr. Birx is contradicting the president on whether or not schools should open. And I know that the president is not happy about that. And everything that the CDC has produced thus far says that schools should open. So we're going to have to fight. But this is what it reminds me of, friends. And this is one of the reasons why I was so glad to just take some time out last week and just let my brain just kind of rest for a few days. Freedom is something that is never fully achieved. Let me say that again. Freedom is something that is never fully achieved. It is always dynamic. It is moving into the spectrum of being more free. It is moving into a spectrum of being less free. But it is never statically free. And what that means for you and I come September to get kids into school and November to get the president reelected, what that means is very simply we have to be willing to, A, tell the truth and assess what is happening around us in an honest way. Secondly, speak out against that which is running counter to truth. So when we see Joe Biden blatantly lie, when we see the Democrats blatantly boldly say they want to take more money away from you in the form of taxes, when they say it's not a human life that you're aborting, whatever the lie is, we have to be willing to say that. Tomorrow I hope to speak with Andy McCarthy, but he published a powerful column yesterday in the National Review. New evidence from new documents that have just been released show that Obama and the FBI and the Justice Department and Biden were not just, quote, investigating the Trump campaign, as they said in 2016. They were running a full covert ops operation on Trump himself. And if Joe Biden gets reelected, that type of super secret state police is going to be empowered right back again. So it's boiling down to something very simple, friend. If you want freedom, if you want a free life, if you want to move in the direction of freedom, in November, we're going to have to thrash Biden. Not just beat him out, not just eke him out in a couple of states. We're going to have to send the message that America will not be overturned by socialist leftist anarchists. And that fight starts now.